Blackstone Audio presents All the Cowboys Ain't Gone by John Jacobson. There comes a time in every rightly constructed boy's life when he has a raging desire to go somewhere and dig for hidden treasure. Mark Twain. Part 1. Chapter 1. As the sun began its race across the South Texas sky, below on a small bluff, a young boy sat astride his Mustang pony. He was looking eastward, where in the early morning light he could see a column of white smoke. The boy was dressed as a drover on one of the big cattle drives would have dressed, though the last major cattle drive in Texas had been 3 years earlier. His blonde hair that he wore in imitation of his father hung out below his sombrero, as he liked to call his range hat. Slung over his shoulder were a small but sturdy Comanche-style bow and quiver. His mother wouldn't let him take his small-caliber rifle out by himself till he was 12, 3 long months away. It wasn't unusual for him to ride out early and watch the new day awake. If one would have asked him why he did so, he would have said, also imitating his father, "I like getting out and seeing what's stirring with the new day while it's still fresh and wild, before others get a chance to mar its newness." Although riding out early wasn't unusual for the boy, this morning wasn't a normal morning for young Lincoln Smith. Even before he saw the train, the source of the smoke, he had heard it, and as the dark iron locomotive now came into view, pulling its four cars and black caboose, his stomach churned, his brows furrowed, his temper raged. He was so mad he didn't know whether to spit or cry. Finally, he spurred Rosalind, or Rosie as he called his pony, and started her running toward the train. Directing Rosie with his legs, he strung an arrow into his bow. When he got within 40 feet of the locomotive, he let loose an arrow at its smokestack.